you are dealing with one of the most haunted locations along the Gold Rush Trail.
This is not a happy place.
Do ghosts from the Gold Rush inhabit British Columbia's legendary Gold Rush Trail?
Wow.
Uncovering a harsh and violent history as they hunt for evidence of paranormal activity on the Gold Rush Trail.
Something is there.
This isn't playtime.
I feel like my heart is like skipping beats.
Welcome to Haunting Live Podcast, a place where we bring a new paranormal guest each episode to share their journey and experiences. The paranormal can happen at any time, so that's why our Etsy store is always open. Get your paranormal items from cleansing to protection to attraction, all available now on our Etsy store. Search Haunting Live. I'm Trevor. I'm host of Haunting Live Podcast. We do a haunting podcast, and it's great to have you guys on.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about how all this got started.
Okay. So I'll give you a bit of background first. So Leanne and Corrine are sisters. I'm the best friend. I met Leanne in high school. We have our own company called Beyond the Haunting Investigations. So we've been doing this for quite a while now. We go into homes and businesses locally and internationally to suss out what's going on, to figure out if it in fact haunted, to validate people that way, to know that their experience is real, and also to try and get to the bottom of the mystery that's going on in their location. But beyond that, it goes even further back to start with Corrine.
Yeah, it's a bit of a story, so we'll get started. Yeah. So from the time I was 3-4 years old, I've had abilities that, you know, I couldn't explain. I could see people who had passed on. I could hear them. They would leave me messages. I remember the time when I was in a car accident, a very bad one with my grandmother, and she's unconscious, and all of a sudden there's a man standing next to me in the car somehow, and I'm in the ditch, and he's telling me I'm going to be okay. And later that night when I got home from the hospital, he's standing in my bedroom door. I'm like, who's that guy? Mm-hmm. And so from as young as I can remember, I've had these experiences. And, you know, your parents at the time were like, you know, it's not real. There's no one there. Go to bed, blah, blah, blah. So after being tested and checked out, because obviously my parents were concerned, and this wasn't talked about back in the day, I guess, and everything came back fine, I learned to suppress that pretty quickly and not talk about it. I didn't want those looks. I didn't want to be judged. I didn't want to have those, you know, people staring at you like, you know, something's wrong. And then as I was getting older and into my teenage years, things would happen and I would see things and know things and, you know, be able to help people find things or communicate things that I could not have known. And I realized that, you know, it is real. It is my life. This is who I am. I can't turn it off. It just happens when it happens. And so as we got older and I started to realize someone else could see what I was seeing, yeah. And I'm like, what? So it kind of.
Yeah. So Corrine is older and we shared a room, and I remember watching her have these experiences going, wow, like these are real. Like I'm watching her do all this. And then when I first had my like experience of seeing something, I was like, yes, this is happening. We're talking about this a lot more. And I was just all in. Like I was reading and watching the shows and totally into it. Became an open book my whole life about it. All my friends knew where she suppressed it. And then we kind of, like, as we got older, would go into places, do investigations, and then naturally Kelly came in.
Yeah. So I met Leanne in high school. We played volleyball together. And growing up, our family didn't talk about anything beyond the physical world. It was like, what you see is what you get. If I did, and I did have abilities back then, I just wasn't aware of them because it wasn't a conversation that got picked up. It got dropped and then walked away from, sort of thing. So like I saw my dog after my dog was put down, but they didn't tell me it was getting put down. It was just going away. And so the day that it got put down, that night I woke up in the middle of the night at like 2 or 3 years old, and I saw my dog in the door. I was like, oh, sweet, Smokey's here. Yeah, they say he's gone. So then I went back to bed, woke up the next day, and was like, oh, where's Smokey? And they're like, oh, no, he's gone. And so it was confusing. So all those moments where it would have been nice, you know, to have somebody to talk to about, I didn't really have that. So it was just kind of pushed aside, turned it off, went on my way. So when I met Leanne in high school, I started hearing her having these conversations, and she's like total open book. Like she doesn't care what you think. She's talking about all these crazy topics to me where that I'm like, oh my gosh, who is this girl? And then, so it sort of cracked the lid a little bit, started to go in one ear, but all out the other. And then after a while, it started to sort of stay and sink in, and I would spend more time at their house and I would see their dynamic, and it was just undeniable. I had to believe it. It was just too real. There was too many things that aren't coincidental and you can't explain it away. And it's like the bang on facts that they're getting, or like she reads someone. She's like, I got to tell you this, like, this is what I'm getting. And she tells them this and they're like, oh, nobody knew that. That was a family secret. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So then now I'm pulled into this dynamic. They start taking me into haunted locations and I'm just an observer again, watching, listening, taking it in. And eventually I started to notice that these physical things that they were experiencing in these locations, I was experiencing too. And then so I started saying them out loud sometimes before they would say it. And so they'd be like, oh yeah, we're getting that too. So it was like this validation. It just opened me right up. And I realized as a kid, I did have this, and I started remembering, and it's going on this journey with them. It's just so exciting. And so, it's so exciting.
So fast forward to now, this isn't your typical road trip. This is the haunted gold rush. Like, it takes a totally different approach on history, right? Like, it has not been told through a paranormal lens like this. And with everything going on in the Fraser Canyon and everything, it's just something people have not seen.
So is this something that you guys also had an interest in the Gold Rush era, the hauntings in that area kind of thing? Did you have an interest in that part of it as well, the history of it?
Yeah, I can talk to that. I think, you know, we're all born and raised in British Columbia. And so this is kind of our own backyard. I'm not sure where you're located, but BC has had like not just the pandemic over the last couple of years, but we've had massive wildfires and towns have been completely taken off the map and destroyed. And, you know, we've had the Fraser Canyon, we've had heavy rains, we've had floods, we've had highways wash away. Like, it's been extremely intense up there. And, you know, the Fraser River being the biggest river in the province, you know, water acts as a conduit of energy. So when we have all this natural disaster and this huge unearthing of the land along that Fraser Canyon up all the way to Barkerville, you know, we started getting calls. Like, we have our own company, as Kelly mentioned. And, you know, at this point, you know, people are calling us saying, you know, this is a hot spot. Like, there's dozens of ghost stories and like intense activity is like intensifying along the trail. And, you know, we're just like, what is happening up there? So once we started getting all these calls and these reports of these hauntings that were increasing, it was a natural that, yeah, let's take a shot and go find out what's happening. So we met Sean DeVries from Small Army Entertainment.
So how did it sort of come together and how did the storylines kind of happen? I know you just sort of described the areas that you went to, but how did you guys actually find out the stories there?
Yeah, to be honest, we actually, like, you know, we obviously know the history of BC a little bit. So we knew about the Gold Rush Trail. And then we were seeing it on the news. Like, we were seeing all the devastation with these, like, natural disasters happening. And from there, we were getting these calls. Like, people were reaching out to us. And so it kind of naturally kind of just developed into this, like, project idea that, you know, if we're going to do this, why don't we retrace from the beginning of the trail all the way up to Barkerville? Like, we've been getting calls from the whole area. So wouldn't it be cool to walk in those miners' paths? Like, you know, the gold rush in BC in the 1800s was booming and wild and violent. And, you know, tens of thousands of miners from all over the world came here in hopes of striking a rich in Barkerville. But not all of them made it up. That landscape is, it's brutal and it's challenging and it's deep wilderness. So, you know, when these people reached out to us, we're like, let's go, like, let's see what we can find out, because, you know, there's so many untold stories and people that didn't strike it rich and didn't have their story shared, perhaps, that died along the route or never made it to the gold fields. And that was kind of our draw.
Stories they told us and what is actually in the documentary varies a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's, you can't go in with expectations. We don't know who's going to come through.
Yeah.
That's the way mediumship is. A lot of the times you don't know what you're going to get. So anybody can come through. Are you allowed to talk about any of the experiences you guys had out there? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, tell us something from each one of you, something that happened to you out there. The paranormal can happen at any time. So that's why our Etsy store is always open. Get your paranormal items from cleansing to protection to attraction. All available now on our Etsy store. Search Haunting Live.
Okay, I can start. So I find that going into different locations, like, we like to not know too much, but we do like hear a little bit about the person's experience, what's going on. And oftentimes we find that we hear what they're saying and that might happen, but it's oftentimes something completely unexpected that comes in. So, like, going into Yale for me, that was so unexpected. Yeah, going into the very first location, I didn't get the sense that it was going to be affecting me, because sometimes ahead of time I get sort of messages or I can sort of predict what's going to happen. But going into the first location in Yale, it was, it really affected me, my emotions, my body. It was exhausting afterwards. And to be honest, in my whole time as a paranormal investigator, I've never experienced anything like that before. It took a bit of time to shake that one off.
Yeah, it can for sure, especially if you're not used to the energy or what it can do, like how it behaves. It can hit you hard sometimes.
Absolutely. And I think for me, it's often twofold, because, you know, you, like Kelly said, you're given the information from the client or the who's called you, like, look for this. And you go in, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm getting something completely different. And so, like, for example, you know, we had one of our crew who, I didn't know what was going on. And I'm like, there's somebody, like, there's something about this guy. Like, there's like his uncle or grandfather and like with these things. And I'm like, we're on the road and he's like, not even in our car. And I'm like, what is happening? So, you know, I get out of the car and I'm like, somebody's saying, like, you know, congratulations on the ring. You finally decided. And he, like, this crew member just like, was like, you can't know my inner thoughts. Like, I just got a ring. Like, oh my God. Like, and it's just like whole proposal thing happening. But and he was just like, you can't know that. I'm like, well, I don't. So, you know, you go in and you're expecting this, but then you get side railed by something completely different. So it's interesting as an investigator, because you're there to, like, make sure that, you know, what's experiencing is paranormal, but at the same time, you've got this gift. And so it's like, hold on. One moment. So I think for me, that was mine.
Yeah, like for me, in one of the locations, if you know me, you know I don't love going into basements by myself. But this location, I was drawn there, and we were all drawn into separate places, which was like they were trying to separate us. Like, they had a strategy going on. But I'm all of a sudden finding myself alone in a dark dirt floor basement. And the stuff I heard, like, in my mind and what was going on, there might have been running, but like...
Running away or running into it.
Yeah, it was definitely like it's intense, it's real.
Yeah, it can be for sure. Myself, I do have some mediumship as well, but mostly clairaudience, so I hear stuff a lot more than I can see, interact with them. So when they want to communicate, they do audio stuff for me. So yeah, I know what that means. I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know how that can kind of like catch you off guard too when you're not expecting it.
Oh yeah. You hear a sound or, like you said, footsteps or something walking up to you. It's a shock sometimes.
And you're gonna, like, stay tuned for like the dog. Yeah.
How did you guys find the investigating? Have you been into those areas before, or was this like your first time ever going to some of those places?
We've heard a lot about the Gold Rush Trail, and like from BC, we've driven it a lot, like just kind of along the route, but it was our first time going specifically into there are certain buildings, certain locations. So yeah, definitely went in fresh.
Yeah. But all the buildings we went into for the first time to investigate. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, driving by though, for years, there's always been this like feeling being drawn to these locations, you know? And when we got the calls to go, it was just like, oh, bags packed. Let's do this.
No brainer. Yeah. Time to go.
Is it far from where you guys live currently? Like, do you have to travel to get
the journey itself? What was it, 650 kilometers that we tracked from Yale all the way to Parkerville? So, it was, like Leanne said, it was not a typical girls road trip. Yeah, it was a pretty long journey for us, but yeah, we did it.
Yeah, actually, after the Yale one, I remember thinking to myself, if they're all going to be like this, I don't know. Like, it's so exhausting, right? But
yeah,
we made it. Absolutely.
What kind of things did you do for communication then with the spirit and the energies in the different locations? Did you have to meditate? Did you have to prepare ahead of time? Or what did he do spiritually for that?
We tend to walk in, well, we always ground ourselves before we go in and make sure that we're prepared. But I think that we often went in just kind of curious, right? Kind of that skepticism, like, okay, well, what is actually going on here? And so when we walk in, we kind of want to feel out the energy for ourselves as well, kind of take a baseline of what's happening and then kind of feel where we think the activity might be strong. And that's kind of where we start our investigation and set up our equipment and decide kind of what we think we should use for the first kind of initial part of the night. And I think we kind of go from there and just kind of feel it out.
But I think we can say this was one of the first times we were almost given information, like we were getting stuff before, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we were all almost receiving messages. That's like true. They knew we were coming, like this weird, different stuff was happening. And so we were also preparing that in the back of my mind. Like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
What's going on? Like, what location is this going to be for?
True. Yeah.
So you got some premonitions before you even went there to the locations. Yeah.
Like I had dreams days before, you know, even on the drive out, I remember feeling like there was a woman where we were going, the first stop. And, you know, I didn't know what that was about yet, but like, there's definitely, you just get those premonitions. Like I had some other stuff that happened, another dream that I don't think it made it into the doc, but like, I had this dream about three men, like very clearly saying, don't come. But then there was this fourth thing and I didn't know what this fourth thing was. And, you know, we ended up finding that out later, but, you know,
confirmation as well, if you actually find something out that you had a permission of. So
yeah, cool. And when it comes true, you're like, that's just compelling, but wow.
Like, so like, yeah, along with the doc, we also had like this personal growth thing, like underlying, like, what does this mean? Oh, this is happening. Okay, yeah.
Well, on that topic, what's the one big thing that each of you got from this journey that you went on?
For me, it was validating for the people who called us in that it was real. That we experienced, yeah, you called us in for the little boy or whatever the claim might have been. We identified with them and we found evidence of that. But we also found evidence for like, what is that? Like, who's that guy or what is this thing? And at the end of the day, when it was validated, we were like, wow. And so it's nice to share with the clients, like, this is real. You're not the only one experiencing this. We experienced it too. Plus we found this and they're like, oh yeah, that happened too, but we didn't know. And I think just kind of putting it together to validate that it is the truth. Like it's real, it's happening and they're not alone in their experience.
For me, it's the connection to the history personally. Cause you know, in schools you hear a certain narrative in the books and it's like, I'm Métis. So when I was in school, my whole schooling, I never saw the word Métis in a single look until my first year university history course. We did a unit on Louis Riel and it was like, oh, finally I see somebody who has the same background as me. So it's like going and retracing these footsteps and connecting with the past in this way. It's like you're giving voice to these spirits who nobody knows about or people know a tiny bit about and it was told a certain way. So by us walking along this, well, driving along this trail, we get to interact with the past. It's, yeah, that's, I feel really strong about that one.
For me, it's more like, this is our passion. This is what we want to do. And it's okay to ask the questions and go down these like rabbit holes of paranormal. We just want to know more. And like at the end of the doc, there's this moment of realization of like why we want to keep doing, like, it's just a very, for me, it was a very powerful, like, this is what we're supposed to do.
You have a purpose and a guide now to continue doing what you love doing. So yeah, it's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was nice chatting with you. Thank you.
You too.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Have a good night then.
Yes. The paranormal can happen at any time, so that's why our Etsy store is always open. Get your paranormal items from cleansing to protection to attraction, all available now on our Etsy store. Search Haunting Live.